is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Category 5 now. Hurricane Melissa threatening to dump more than 3 feet of water on Jamaica as it moves toward the island.
This morning, Hurricane Melissa closing in on Jamaica. A storm forecasters warn could be catastrophic. Heavy rain already lashing the island. Up to 40 inches expected in some areas, which could trigger landslides.
That's ABC's Sophie Flay. President Trump is in Tokyo. Part of his Asian tour, he'll meet with the new prime minister, the country's first woman on the job. He'll meet with China's leader, Xi Jinping, on Thursday. The Trump administration cutting off federal food aid as of November 1st, which is this weekend, as the federal government shutdown continues. About 40 million Americans rely on those SNAP benefits. Flights departing of LAX in Los Angeles halted briefly amid an air traffic control shortage caused by the government shutdown. Those who are working are doing so without pay. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Allen. State and local officials have responded to the decision by the Trump administration to deny additional federal funding for Wisconsin to address public infrastructure damage from this summer's severe flooding. Governor Tony Evers says he'll appeal the rejection of the additional funds request he made in August. A new initiative targeting inappropriate behavior at high school athletic events in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association has launched its Hear It, See It, Report It initiative with the hopes of making it easier and more effective to report bad behavior. And you can help Wisconsin bats during International Bat Week. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages you to attend a local education bat event and find out how you can help the species. Head to the DNR's website for more information and to find an event near you. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be a pretty nice day today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 50s this afternoon. That's just a light breeze. Tonight, scattered showers after midnight are low in the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, scattered showers with a high in the mid-50s. You can get faster internet and pay a lot less with Whole Home Connect. Give them a call today, 800-217-9129, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 36.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Good Monday morning. Dave Grant joining 6:04. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. 108 3rd Street right here in downtown Baraboo. They open at 7 a.m. for all your coffee needs. Go check them out and try out that turtle latte. A Flock of Seagulls on Max FM.
I want the most nonstop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
I get up in the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Man, I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby, I could use just a little help. You can't start a fire. Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know you cares. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. Just dancing in the dark. You sit around getting older. There's a joke, here's some wine, and it's on me. I shake this world off my shoulders. Come on, baby, the laugh's on me. Stay on the streets of this town. And they'll be carving you up all right. You say you gotta stay hungry. Hey, baby, I'm just about starting tonight. I'm dying for some action. I'm sick of sitting around here trying to write this book. I need a little reaction. Come on, baby, give me just one look. You can't start a fire. Sitting around crying over a broken heart. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark. You can't start a fire. Worried about your little world falling apart. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark. Even if we're just dancing in the dark.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Monday morning. It is going on 6:12. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee, located at 108 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. They will be open in 50 minutes for all your caffeine needs. They're open daily, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. I am watching from the studio, waiting for that open sign to go on. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Today, sunny with a high of 59. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 36. On Tuesday, we have a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high of 58. Shower chances continue Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 39. On Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high of 55. Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 54. I know everyone wants to know about our Halloween forecast. We're looking at Friday, Halloween, partly sunny with a high of 52. Currently, 35 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios, corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. And yeah, just think, even looking ahead to next weekend, looking at highs in the 50s, lows in the 30s. So yeah, we're going to see this trend continue. I was outside doing quite a bit of yard work yesterday, taking advantage of the nice weather, getting some things done. As a reminder, if you are a City of Baraboo resident, brush collection is this week. It's the last full calendar week of the month. And so if you have brush, you should have that out by 7 a.m. today for them to pick it up. So yes, was doing yard work, got that brush out there. And yeah, it's not a terrible pile, but definitely a little bit of stuff put in there, and did my best. Remember, make sure I put all the ends going the same way as well so they can get it into the chipper truck easier. So yeah, that was yesterday's fun and shenanigans. Thought about it would be a great day for golf, and no, it was a good day to get some yard work done. Coming up at 7:10, Killian and Emily will be joining me. We're going to talk about paranormal events. At 7:40, we are celebrating celebrity birthdays and local birthdays and anniversaries. If you have a local birthday and anniversary you'd like us to talk about, text those in now, 608-355-9970, or text in via the free Civic Media app. At 8:10, we're going to talk about our pets of the week from the Sauk County Humane Society, Aspen and Claudia. Yes, two wonderful pets. We'll be talking about those at 8:10. 8:20 will be calendar days. And at 8:30, hanging with Havel, Dave, and Killian, we are going to discuss that Packers victory last night. That game was a later game. And yes, Packers did pull off that victory. Still have a few concerns after watching that game last night, to say the least. Not a flawless execution. Let's just leave it at that. I think that there's room for improvement. But yes, the Packers did pull off that victory last night, 35-25. So very happy to see that. And let's do our favorite play of the day from the NFL yesterday. It comes to us courtesy of Jim Nancy and Tony Romo during the Cowboys-Broncos game.
It's a handoff up the middle, in the pile, and the push. And it's a touchdown.
I don't think it's a touchdown.
Oh, hold on.
I heard the whistle.
You did.
Right when it was close to getting into the pushy-tushy.
Into the pushy-tushy, yes. That is what they are calling that play now. So, yeah, very interesting to say the least. And Broncos beat the Cowboys up pretty good yesterday as well. So, yeah, quite a bit of interesting action in the NFL. We will talk about that more with Havel at 8:35 this morning. The big return of Aaron Rodgers. I know that's there was quite a bit of talk about it. You knew it was going to come up last night. And so, yes, Packers beat the Steelers. And it's one of the 32 teams that Rodgers has not beat. We'll just leave it at that. Packers return to action this coming Sunday, November 2nd, noon, versus the Carolina Panthers. So, yes, they are back on noon. You know, I was hoping they could schedule that around my schedule a little bit better than that, because, you know, it is the final NASCAR race of the season. That's on at 2 p.m. at Phoenix Raceway. That is the championships Sunday for NASCAR. They are racing Truck Series Championship Friday night in Phoenix at 6:30. Xfinity Series Saturday at 6:30. And then the NASCAR Series at 2 p.m. So, yeah, it's going to be a great day in my house. Going to have a few extra screens on so I can keep up with all the activity. So, yep. We have a lot of sporting things going on. And, oh, yeah, there's a World Series going on. I have not kept up with that. I'm just going to leave it at that. Last I knew, that series was tied. So, yeah, the Brewers were out. So was I. We'll get you back into the music. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Leonard Skinner on Max FM.
Singing songs about
90s and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. 6:25 on Monday morning. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Open your day up with Powerline Coffee and get powered up with Powerline Coffee. 108 3rd Street right here in downtown Baraboo. They will be open at 7 a.m. And yes, I'm waiting for the open sign to come on because you know what? Turtle Latte. Best way to start the day. And, you know, it's a little bit chilly out there. Make sure you grab the coat and a perfect opportunity to grab a nice warm cup of coffee as well. It is currently looking like it's about 35 degrees outside the studios. We'll have a full look at our weather forecast in just moments with Sean Cable. Don't forget, we are celebrating celebrity birthdays at 7:40. If you're celebrating a local birthday or anniversary or know someone that is, text those in now. 608-355-9970. Or you can text them in via the free Civic Media app. As a reminder, Halloween is this Friday, and if you're trying to find out what the appropriate time to go trick-or-treating in the Max FM listening area is, you can go over to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page, and we have the full list. And we also have some of the trunk-or-treating events going on as well, and so go check that out over on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page on basically in this area, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Friday night. And if you're asking where the best areas are to trick-or-treat in Baraboo, everywhere. It's going to be a beautiful night for trick-or-treating. So get out and check that out on Friday night. And no, I am not trick-or-treating. I know better than that. Unfortunately, I'm not so sure about this ex-Avis budget employee in Syracuse, New York. They allegedly stole 47 vehicles from their rental car job and used them to start their own rental car business. Here is Chief Justin Baum talking about the man accused of doing this, Milton Thompson III. So is there two other Milton Thompsons out there? I have so many questions, but this is absolutely a crazy story.
That we covered in our investigation that there was any attempt by this employee to bring the vehicles back. I know that he did have some insider knowledge that others wouldn't have had that kind of made it a little bit easier than it would have been for a normal person to steal these cars. He was renting them out and then they were continuously being used until they were put in the law enforcement system and then stopped by a police officer or a law enforcement agency to get them.
So yeah, Milton Thomas III stole 47 vehicles from their car rental job and used them to start their own car rental business. Give him kudos on his entrepreneurship. However, that didn't work out so well for him. And how did he think he was not going to get caught? But of course, now in the back of my mind is how did he get 47 vehicles? Yes, 47 vehicles. You hear me correctly. I am just dumbfounded by this one. I don't know how he thought he was going to get away with that, but yeah, that is insanity. So yeah, and now I'm curious as how he got away with stealing 47 vehicles for that long of time. And yeah, he is 31 years old. He was a former Avis budget car rental, and he was wanted on grand larceny to defraud charges, according to what I'm reading here. He rented out the stolen cars across that area. The thefts were discovered when Avis Budget reported dozens of missing vehicles to the authorities earlier this year. 42 of the 47 vehicles have been recovered, but they continue to search for Thompson and the remaining cars. So, yeah, wow, okay. And authorities did not specify how the vehicles were taken from the airport lot or how long the scheme went undetected. Several other individuals have been arrested and charged in connection with the case, police say. So, and the police are not saying how long he worked for the company either. And so they believe Thompson had access to remove the vehicles. And that is why he was doing that. And he was renting them through informal channels is what they're saying. So he's apparently still at large. And wow, that's a crazy story. A for entrepreneurship. F for execution. Yeah, you're going to get caught when you break the law, just saying. Coming up, we are going to have a look at state sports, regional sports, a look at weather, and music by Blondie on Max FM.
Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Conveniently located on 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, enjoy delicious coffee and breakfast items, or stop in for lunch. Powerline Coffee has your favorite coffee, tea, soda, or other delicious hot or cold beverages starting at 7 a.m. every day. They serve breakfast sandwiches, pastries, croissant sandwiches, their famous BLT, and so much more. Check out their social media pages for musical entertainment and other events.
Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Killian with your MaxFM Sports Report. Last Friday was the first week of high school football playoffs in Wisconsin. Some notable matchups were Reedsburg beat Waterford 49-24, Edgewood beat Rhinelander 35-7, Onalaska beat Menominee 34-31, La Crosse Logan beat Wisconsin Lutheran 42-19, and Pewaukee upset Sauk Prairie 31-10. This was Killian with your MaxFM Sports Report.
The Packers shut down the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers beat the Steelers 35-25. Green Bay fell behind 16-7 at the half. Quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, when we came in the locker room at halftime, you know, the message was that we just weren't finishing. We weren't executing our plays and we weren't locked in on doing the everybody's 111. So, you know, there's plays to be made, and I think we just weren't executing those and we weren't able to stay on the field. So, you know, I think the first half went by really fast for us as an offense. We had one scoring drive, and so I think the message is just do your job, lock in, and execute.
At one point, Love had completed 20 consecutive passes. Aaron Rodgers on why the Steelers' offense stalled in the second half.
Yeah, we had too many penalties, too many negative yardage plays, and then I wasn't accurate enough on third down, and we weren't creating enough space. But we'll look at the film, and you know, we'll get better, and we got a good team coming in next week.
Pittsburgh will host the Colts. NBA, the Bucks with a loss on the road to the Cavaliers, 118-113, despite Giannis with 40 points. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
MaxFM, Gem City weather.
It is going to be a pretty nice day today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 50s this afternoon. That's just a light breeze. Tonight, scattered showers after midnight are low in the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, scattered showers with a high in the mid-50s. You can get faster internet and pay a lot less with Whole Home Connect. Give them a call today, 800-217-9129, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Reedsburg's Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM.
Trust.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Monday morning. We're going to keep you moving along with Lip Sync and Funky Town on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. 6:40 on Monday morning. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee, 108 3rd Street, right here in downtown Baraboo. They open at 7 a.m., but I'm thinking they may be open a little early as I see the open sign flashing off and on like a coffee beacon signal that the coffee is ready. So yeah, I'm just watching that from here, not stalking them at all or thinking about the delicious coffee over at Powerline Coffee Company. We thank them for being with us every Monday morning. Let's take a look at our weather forecast today. It's going to be sunny and beautiful with a high of 59, calm winds. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 36. On Tuesday, afternoon shower chances, mostly cloudy with a high of 58. Tuesday night, shower chances continue mostly cloudy with a low of 39. On Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high of 55. Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 54. Halloween Friday, partly sunny with highs in the 50s. Currently 35 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Don't forget, you still have time to text in those birthday and anniversary wishes, 608-355-9970, or you can text them in via the free Civic Media app. Well, I mentioned in the weather forecast, yes, Friday is Halloween. And again, if you're looking for the full list of the trick-or-treat times in the area, you can go to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page, or you can go to our website, max.fm. Go over to the right, click on the blog post, and you will see our trick-or-treat times. We also have them in our community calendar as well. We don't want anyone missing the Halloween trick-or-treating. So, again, it's in my blog, or you can go over to the community calendar over at max.fm. And if you have an item you'd like added to our community calendar, you can email info@max.fm. Looks like also, as I'm looking at our community calendar, one thing I want to remind everybody, it's the last downtown Baraboo Farmers Market on Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. This is the last downtown Baraboo Farmers Market of the season, so go check that out. Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. It'll be a perfect day. Also, as I'm looking on there, I see that it's the Doggy Halloween trick-or-treating event over at the Pat Liston Dog Park this Thursday, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Doggy bags of treats for every dog. There's paw painting art and the best costume contest. So if you want to take your dog trick-or-treating, that's an opportunity on Thursday as well. See, I can multitask. I'm on one of the other computer screens. We have two computer mice in here, and I'm looking at the max.fm events, and I'm like, I'm going to go talk about those. So, yes, this is also interesting. Again, we're talking about Halloween. That'll be a lot of our theme this week, obviously. And a community in North Palm Beach, Florida went big for Halloween this year. And a four-year-old made it happen. Yes, a four-year-old kid made this happen. A woman named Jill Parker posted a video of her son, Reef, a few weeks ago, complaining there weren't enough Halloween decorations up. People saw the video, and within days, that wasn't the case anymore. Here is Reef, his mom, and the neighbors talking about all the Halloween decorations in North Beach, Palm, Florida.
What's your favorite decoration at that house?
All of them.
All of them?
Why do you don't have decorations up?
So I still have all this Halloween stuff, and I'm starting to lose interest in it, but then kids like Reef come by, and they drive by, and they slow down, and the kids love looking at my decorations, and it brings back the spirit.
Happy Halloween! Don't forget to decorate!
So, yes, this four-year-old called out his community for the lack of Halloween decorations, and they got all the decorations up. That is pretty cool that they did that. I mean, I know there's a lot of people that go out trick-or-treating, and, you know, I get where this four-year-old kid is coming from. He's like, wait, this doesn't feel like Halloween. It doesn't feel right. So, yes, it is always good seeing those decorations up. So, yeah, congrats to four-year-old Reef for getting his community into action to get the decorating done. That is just making me smile this morning. Well, I'm thinking about trick-or-treating always makes me smile as well. Of course, I don't trick-or-treat as an adult. I know adults that do, and it's Friday night after all. I'll just leave that one at that. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee, 108 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Coming up, we are going to take a look at our community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for Doggy Howl-a-ween at Pat Liston Dog Park. This will be happening on Thursday, October 30th. Bring your dog to the park from 5 until 8 p.m. for a full doggy bag of treats. This event is made possible by the Friends of Baraboo Parks Dog Park Subcommittee. Your doggy deserves to go trick-or-treating as well. Again, this very fun event will be happening on Thursday, October 30th from 5 until 8 p.m. at the Pat Liston Dog Park. And of course, trick-or-treating will take place the next day on Friday the 31st for many of the area communities. It'll be from 4 until 7 p.m. In addition, there will be a number of trunk-or-treat events happening around the area as well. Be sure to check the area Chamber of Commerce and city websites for more details on both of those events. The Portage United Methodist Church will be hosting its Holiday Bazaar on Saturday, November 1st from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Lunch will be served from 10 a.m. until 1 and includes homemade soup, sandwiches, and pie. They have a number of booths to check out, including crafts, soups to go, candy, baked goods, fruit cake, Norwegian goodies, attic treasures, and an opportunity to bid on silent auction baskets. This again will be happening on November 1st from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Portage United Methodist Church. And you can get your tickets now for the Baraboo Theater Guild presenting The Prince of Egypt, the musical. This will be happening November 6th through the 9th and November 13th through the 16th at the Al Ringling Theater. Adults are $19, students and seniors $17, and kids 10 and under will get in for $12. You can find show times, ticket information, and all the details by visiting alringling.org. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with Max FM Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale with Dave in the Morning, the perfect way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and save big this October with Max FM Big Deals.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is overflowing with the flavors of fall. Stop by and pick up Honeycrisp, Cortland, Macintosh, and all your favorite apples. The bakery's full of apple cider donuts, along with take-and-bake pies and gooey caramel apples. And while you're there, fill your basket with fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and other seasonal goodies. And here's the best part. Every Tuesday, enjoy 10% off all apple purchases. Savor the season at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Life is too much. Oh, with that baby. Don't stop the illusion. WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Maximum Hits.
Connected to our community like no one else.
We are your hometown station.
99.7 Max FM.
99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and